Why do I believe that in an objectivist society, people would donate enough money to fund the government? Where are the examples of this happening ever in history? Well, there are no examples of this in history because there's never been a free country in history. There's never been a pure rights-respecting country in history. The closest we came is the United States in the 19th century. Taxes were unbelievably low, so the amount of money you would need in order to fund a government was very small. So start with there. To fund a proper government, you don't need a lot of money. Where do you believe that this would happen? I mean, this is my point. If it doesn't happen, then you won't have a government, and people, everybody will suffer. If it doesn't happen, then you don't deserve a free society. If people aren't good enough to write the checks to fund a government, then they don't deserve the government. They don't deserve to live in freedom. And the government will deteriorate first into a state of anarchy and then into some statist regime where you are forced to pay the taxes. And that's, in a sense, what they'll deserve because they didn't write checks big enough. But to me, this is absurd. Government, to do its job, probably today needs to be 4 or 5% of GDP if you count federal, state, and local governments altogether, maybe 6% of GDP. That's nothing, given how wealthy we are. It's a small drop in the bucket. The idea that human beings would not be willing to write a check to fund their own police, to fund their own military, to fund a judicial system. And there might be other mechanisms by which you could raise revenue. Ayn Rand suggested a few in an essay she wrote in Capitalism, Not Known Ideal. It's just ludicrous in my view. I would be willing to write a check. Everybody I know would be willing to write a check. Everybody I can conceive of living in a free society would be willing to write a check. The fact that it's never existed in history means nothing. Zero. Nil. There was no United States in history before there was a United States. This is what you fight for. You fight to change the ideas so that this can come into existence. So history, in this case, does not mean anything. These are new ideas. They're going to take a long time to put in place. And by the time they're put in place, by the time everybody is convinced about these ideas, about objectivism, about reason, about rational self-interest, about individual rights, writing checks to fund government will be the least of our problems.